بقيت دقائق حتى وإن شاء الله بجنبي درس أبس. كيف نسمع في درس اللغة العربية؟ نبدأ بالعقيدة. طيب لا أنا أشوف أنه خلينا نأخذ هذا ثم نطبق، نأخذ له قليل ثم نطبق عليه حتى يفهمونه. يا حي يا قيوم.
نقرأ
الواقع
التثنية وجمع
المذكر
الثالث
والأسماء
الحسنى وهي يفعلان وتفعلان ويفعلون وتفعلون وتفعلين.
نعم حسنا. طيب في اللقاء الماضي in the last session تكلمنا على ما يعرف بالحركات. We spoke about أشياء. We said it's only four things. نعم. قلنا هي ماذا؟ الاسم المفرد وقد فاطمة مسجد نط مثنى نط رجلان. also جمع التكسير. جمع التكسير which is like the non-sound plural which is like رجل رجال كتب كتاب which is different from the format of the singular. نعم. وجمع المؤنث السالم. المؤنث السالم is the what the plural which differs the singular by adding alif and ta at the end. Muslim muslimat to mean the sound feminine plural. نعم or feminine sound plural. والفعل المضارع الذي لم يتصل باقي الشيء and the مضارع the present tense which doesn't have anything connected to it at the end. What can be found connected to the end of the مضارع؟ ما الذي نجده متصلا بآخر المضارع؟ ألف الاثنين وأو الجماعة ويعني. وهذا هو ما سنتكلم عليه اليوم. And this is what we are going to talk about today. المتصل المضارع المتصل بآخر الشيء. We are going to speak today about the مضارع the present tense when it is connected to something at the end of it. لكن إن لم يكن متصل بأخير شيء فهذا يعرب بالحركات. If there is nothing connected to it at the end of it, then the إعراب would be the حركات. Listen, example, يأكل يأكل محمد. You will see ضمة over the لام. ترى ضمة على اللام. وعكذا يكتب وتلعب هذه كلها تجد ضمة إذا كان مرفوع. وإذا كان منصوب لم يأكل تجد فتحة. If it is in منصوب position then you see فتحة on the end on the left letter. لم يأكل. The cause of نص here is لم. The sign of نص is the فتحة on the last letter. طيب الذي بعده الذي يعرب بالحروف هو الفعل المضارع. هو مضارع whenever it is connected to something at the end of it. What is the thing that can be connected to the end of the مضارع? Is it anything? لا. Only three letters. فقط ثلاثة أحرف. ألف الاثنين وواو الجماعة وياء المخاطبة. ألف الاثنين مثل يأكلان وتأكلان. Three things. The ألف for the dollar. The واو for the plural masculine. And ياء المخاطبة the ياء we use when we speak to the second part. المثال نأخذ أمثلة. قلنا يأكل من أول قلنا يأكل وسيد مبارع يأكل فزل يأكل. طيب يأكل محمد أو يأكل الولد. إذا أردنا أن نقول الولدان نقول الولدان يأكلان. Whenever we want to use two, say الولدان يأكلين. We ask to it the ألف الاثنين يأكلان. الولدان يأكلان. واضح هذا يا جماعة؟ Is this clear? طيب. وكذلك أنتما تأكلان. You two تأكلان. أيضا إذن هذا آتان حالتان. These two cases with the second person أنتما تأكلان with the third person هما يأكلان أو الولدان يأكلان. طيب these two cases. Another two cases with the sound plural sound masculine plural. نقول نعم الأولاد يأكلون أنتم تأكلون. الأولاد يأكلون the boys يأكلون. أنتم you تأكلون. You meaning more than one more than two sorry. You with the meaning of more than two. You three تأكلون تأكلون. إذن هذه كم حالة؟ أربع حالات. نتام في المثنى ونتام في الجمع. We have four cases now. Two for the مثنى the dollar and two for the plural. والخامس الأخير والخامس the last and fifth is هو المخاطبة المفردة. مؤنث مخاطب مفرد. تقول أنت يا سعاد تأكلين. أنت يا سعاد تأكلين. إذا تأكل ومعايا تأكلين. نعم أنت تأكلين. نعم فالياء هنا. So this is the last and first. When the first party or first person is, sorry, when the second person is single feminine and you are directing your speech to her, so you say anti, you, meaning one, su'ad, ta'kulina. هذه خمس حالات. يكون المضارع معرب بالحروف لا بالحركة. These five cases, the مضارع, the present tense is to be معرب, meaning we do the إعراب with the حروف ألف واو ياء. Sorry, these are the pronouns committed to it that makes it معرب الحروف, which is the moon. إما ثبوت أو حذف. This noon with a فإذا كان مرفوعا تثبت. When it is in the مرفوع position, the noon must be there. وأما إذا كان منصوبا أو مجزوما, مجزوم المضارع, then the noon at the end of it must go, must be removed. نكتب هذا وإن شاء الله نطبق الآن على الدرس إن شاء الله. We are, يعني, we will do the exercises on what we are going to read of the عقيدة and حديث إن شاء الله. But did you understand this now? Did you understand this. ما يعرب بالحركات four things. أربعة أشياء تعرب this is singular and the four place of using the حركات as stands for إعراب is مضارع when there is nothing connected to the end of it. When there is nothing connected to the end of it. Is this clear? These all we said معرب بالحركات الفتحة ضمة كثرة or سكون. طيب we have another way of إعراب which is with حروف which is the نون. حروف meaning the نون. إذا whether to be there or to be removed. And this is in five cases. Or you can say it is with any مبارئ that is connected to ألف الاثنين or واو الجماعة or ياء المخاطب. Simple. Any مبارئ connected to the end of it or at the end of it with ألف الاثنين لايك يأكلان تأكلان أو واو الجماعة لايك يأكلون تأكلون أو ياء المخاطب لايك تأكلين. ناخذ أمثلة من القرآن قبل أن ندخل. ناخذ أمثلة من القرآن. طيب يقول الله عز وجل لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. طيب who can bring me now the مضارع of this earth. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. الجواب السوي القول إلا من ظلم. عبادي نعم يحب. طيب السؤال هنا the question هل هو مرفوع is it in the right position is يحب مضارع in the right position because the مضارع will have three cases either رفع or نصب or جزء. Anybody? Huh? رفع. رفع. Why? لا ما في مبتدا. ما في مبتدا. Why this فعل مضارع is in the رفع position in this آية؟ لا. ما في واو. Where is واو؟ يحب الضمة not واو. To know the مضارع this is رفع or نفع or جزم you have to look before it. If there is no نص like أن لم before no جزم like لم for example then it must be مرفوع then it must be مرفوع طيب now it is مرفوع because nothing preceded it of the نص or جزم what is the sign of رفع here ضمة at the end of it why ضمة Why Dhamma? Ah, Dhamma. Huh? La, more than that. Limada. Lam yattasil dakhil ishya. There is nothing connected to the end of it. Yuhibbu, ya, ha, ba. That's it. If there is war and noon, or alif and noon, or ya and noon, we know that it is connected now. But there is nothing of that. There is nothing of that. يُحِبُّ يَا عَبَى So there is nothing connected to the English. So we understand now the sign must be Dhamma. Father, this is enough. I think this is enough. We have to go that slow. This is enough. Let's now do the exercise on the Aqidah book and Hadith book only with what is يعني the Arab is in Harakat only. Remember four things. It's a mufrad very simple. Singular. Now, whether masculine, feminine doesn't make any difference. And now, jam'a taksir. It is the plural that is differs from the singular by either adding letters to it or removing letters from it. Like rajul, ra, jim, lam, singular. To make it plural, you have to break in the middle and put alif, rijal, rijal. Huh? Change. Aywa also. And by changing the vowel. So when it is different, when it defers the singular, and the change now is not with waw and noon at the end of it, nor with ya and noon, nor with alif and ta, then we know that it is jama takfir. It is plural, but it is not sound, not masculine. Sound, plural, nor it is feminine, sound plural. But it is something called taksir. Jam'a taksir is plural, but it was broken. Either by the letters added to it or removed from it, or by the change of the vowels, the harakat. Right. Let's go to the book of Aqidah. يعني this of the Arabic grammar here. So we have two birds with one stone. يلا بسم الله.
الدوام تستفس
كتاب وصول إكمال في دور الكتاب والسنة. صفحة 26 ومطلب الثالث بيان أن الوصول
صوت
أول صفحة 26 المطلب الثالث بيان أنه محور الخصومة بين الرسل وأممه
وأممهم.
تقدم أن توحيد العبادة
أن توحيد
تقدم أن توحيد
هذا هو الثالث. We see the fatha on the last letter. Why fatha? Because anna. Anna is for nasb. So تقدم أن توحيدا. نعم. نعم.
تقدم أن توحيد العبادة هو مبتدأ دعوات الرسل جميعا. فما من رسول بعثه الله إلا وكان أول ما يدعو قومه إليه هو توحيد الله. فالأنبياء يدعونهم إلى توحيد الله وإخلاص العبادة له، والأقوام يصرون على البقاء على الشرك وعبادة الأوثان إلا من هداه الله. قال الله تعالى عن قوم نوح عليه السلام: وقالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودًا ولا سواعًا ولا يغوث ويعوق ونسرا وقد أضلوا كثيرا ولا تجد الظالمين إلا ضلالا. سورة نوح آية 23 إلى 24. وقال عن قوم نوح عليه السلام: قالوا أجئتنا لتأفكنا عن آلهتنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إنك من الصالحين. سورة الأحقاف. قالوا يا هود ما جئتنا ببينة وما نحن بتاركي آلهتنا عن قولك وما نحن لك بمؤمنين. سورة هود. وقال عن قوم صالح عليه السلام: قالوا يا صالح قد كنت فينا مرجوا قبل هذا، أتنهانا أن نعبد ما يعبد آباؤنا وإننا لفي شك مما تدعونا إليه مريد. سورة شعيب. وقال عن قوم شعيب عليه السلام: قالوا يا شعيب أصلاتك تأمرك أن نترك ما يعبد آباؤنا أو نفعل في أموالنا ما نشاء إنك لأنت الحليم الرشيد. سورة هود. وقال عن كفار قريش: وعجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم وقال الكافرون هذا ساحر كذاب. أجعل الآلهة إلها واحدا إن هذا لشيء عجاب. وانطلق الملأ منهم أن يمشوا واصبروا على آلهتكم إن هذا لشيء يراد. وقال: وإذا رأوك إن يتخذونك إلا هزوا أهذا الذي بعث الله رسولا. وإذا رأوك إن يتخذونك إلا هزوا أهذا الذي بعث الله رسولا إن كاد ليضلون عن آلهتنا لولا أن صبرنا عليها وسوف يعلمون حين يرون العذاب من أضل سبيلا. أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا أم تحسب أن أكثرهم يسمعون أو يعقلون إنهم إلا كالأنعام بل هم أضل سبيلا. سورة الفرقان. فهذه النصوص وما جاء من معناها تدل أوضح دلالة على المغفرة والخصومة بين الأنبياء وأقوامهم. إنما كان حول توحيد العبادة والدعوة إلى إخلاص الدين لله. وقد ثبت في الصحيح أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله ويقيم الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة، فإذا فعلوا ذلك عصموا مني.
عصموا
مني دماءهم وأموالهم إلا بحق الإسلام وحسابهم على الله. وثبت في الصحيح أيضا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من قال لا إله إلا الله وكفر بما يعبد من دون الله حرم ماله ودمه وحسابه على الله.
طيب، أولا نريد أن نمر على الأحكام الإعراب. نريد أن نبحث ذلك في الآيات التي معنا. We want to do search on the آيات. قال الله على سواع ولا يغوث ويعوق ونسر وقد أضلوا كثيرا ولا تزد الظالمين إلا ضلالا. Hey, who can extract anything that you know, anything that you know of the Arab? Now, anything that you know of the Arab in this? Is there anything of what we just studied today? Ism Mufrad, جمع مذكر صالم، أسأل جمع تكسير، جمع مؤنث صالم. طيب، آلهتكم، هذا جمع تكسير. آلهتكم، this is جمع تكسير. ما المفرد من what is the singular of it؟ إله. هل هناك أي اختلاف بين اللفظين إله آلهة؟ Is there any difference in the pronunciation or in the construction of the word إله آلهة؟ Do you hear or feel anything different or do you understand إله آلهة؟ Now I'm asking you what you hear or feel. It's not there. إله آلهة. Is there any difference? Yes, there is difference in the sound. Correct? So we have إله and آلهة. Which one do you expect the singular? إله? Of course إله. Because we see maybe this needs some kind of vocabulary. If you have word study, then you cannot know the singular from the plural from just the shape or the way the word looks. Now, Latin, if you know the meaning of Ilah, which means one God, then you will know that Aliha must be more than one. Must be more than one. So Aliha here is Jam' Taksir. It's Jam' Taksir. Aliha. Now, قَالَ لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ. And it is in nafs position now. It is in nafs position. How come we know? The fatha. Because the word ends by the ta, not by the mean. آلِهَتِكُمْ. The kaf is the pronoun of plural. آلِهَتِكُمْ, you. And the mean in Arabic is used to, the kaf is not for plural, it's for what we call khitab, the second person. And the mean is for plural, come, jam'a, come. Right. So the word is by alihata, alihata, وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ alihata. We see fatha over the ta. So we know that this is jam'a taksir, and it is mansur. And because it is jam' taksir, the sign for nafs must be fatha, as you said earlier. Must be fatha. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعَ وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرَ. نعم؟ ما هذه؟ نعم. والكائن. مفرد. مفرد. سيما. And it is in nafs position. It is in the nafs position. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعَ وَلَا يَغُوتَ وَلَا all you see the fatha on the last letter of it. This means it is mansoor. And because there is fatha, I know that it is either مُفْرَد, it's a مُفْرَد or جَمْ تَكْسِير or جَمْ مُنَسَل or مُبَارَك. Right. Mubarak, it is not Mubarak. Because the Mubarak to be mansoob must be preceded by a factor of nasb, which is an, lan, and we didn't have here. We didn't see. So we understand that these are not Mubarak. One excluded. Mu'annath Salim, we say, it must be ended by alif and ta. There is no alif and ta. It's not Mu'annath Salim. Again, jam'a taksir, maybe, but this needs some kind of vocabulary. Okay? If you don't know, then you have to go back to the vocabulary. It must now be either jam'a taksir or ism mufrad. Either jam'a taksir or ism mufrad. Here you get a doubt. You might do ABC and choose one. Right? But if you go back to the vocabulary, to the dictionary, it will tell you that it is singular. However, now you must not be confused whether it is singular noun or jam' mu'annath salim. If you are mistaken in there, then you have a big problem. Then you have a big problem. If you are mistaken between Yahud as a noun, whether singular or jam'a taksir, or it is a verb, mubarak, because it begins with Ya, then you have a problem. Then you have a problem. Why do I say that? Because as I told you, the mubarak cannot be found mansoob with fatha at the end of it, unless it is preceded with factor of nasb, which is an, lan, something like that. And you don't see here an nor lan. So it must not be mubarak. Nor that it must be jam' mu'annath salim, because you said mu'annath salim must be ended with alif and ta. Here, no alif and ta at the end, and no any factor of nasb before it. So it must be one of two things. Either ism mufrad or jama' takseer. Right? It could be either one. I cannot say, there is a sign of that. But this would only be known by going back to the dictionary. And when you go back to the dictionary, instead of looking for four things now, you're going to look for two things. Okay? Five. These are names, as we said. These are names. So these names, these names are singular. Take it from me, it is singular. Five. And these are in nasb position because we see the fatha at the end of it. We see fatha. وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا. Kathira, here we see kathira, we don't know what is this kathira. But let's implement the law of the Iraq here. Or let's analyze it. We said the word has a fatha now at the end of it. Can it be muthanna? Dollar? No. Can it be jam'? Plural? Masculine sound? No. Can it be jam' mu'annath salim? No. Can it be fi'l mudara'? No. Because when I come to use these tools of analyzing, I realize that this is none of these ones. So it must be either single noun or it is jama' takseer. Either one. Okay? The reason is because I saw fatha on the end and there is no any signs of jam' mudhakkar salim, jam' mu'annath salim or fi'l mudari'. There is no sign. And like that. By this way you can exercise. You give the principle and then you start, when you look to the Quran, you start to, because why I say the Quran? Because the Quran is the only book in Arabic that you see the harakat on. Other books as you saw in this book now, other than the verses of Quran, you didn't see harakat. So you might be confused in here. But when you get exercise, when you get the exercise on the verses of Quran, it will be easy for you. And let me tell you something. Take these ayahs and do the analyzing, send them to me on and for all at Hotmail. And I'll correct it for you and send it back to you. Is that fair enough? Right. What is not fair enough is to ignore it until next Friday. And then on next Friday, if you don't send nothing until next Friday, then you're gonna put here 100 riyals as a fine. Okay? Please. I did this with 5 riyals in the Dharma Center, it worked. Only 5 riyals. It worked. So you will see 100 riyals. Will it work or not? طيب نتكلم الآن عن ما جاء في هذا المطلب من معنى. We'll speak now about the عقيدة issue in this part of the book where it says المطلب التالي, the third module, and it says بيان أنه محور الخصومة بين الرسل وأممهم. بيان أنه, there is a clarification that it is the cause of the enmity between the messengers and their nations, their people. What it is, we said, بَيَانُ أَنَّهُ مَا هُوَ التَّوْحِيدُ الْأُلُوهِيَّةِ. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. It's specifically توحيد الألوهية. What it is? It is the توحيد الألوهية. It's not توحيد الربوبية. It is توحيد الألوهية. طيب. And توحيد الألوهية is to single out Allah in worship, meaning you with whatever you do, you single out Allah Ta'ala. Make your heart for Him, so you don't have in it no fear, no hope, except with Him. You also make your brain for Him, meaning you don't keep in mind, remembering, but Him. No one but Him. The same thing with your body parts. You don't use them for any act of worship except for Him. No bowing, no prostrating, no slaughtering, no going, no call, nothing but يعني for Allah Ta'ala. نعم. فتجعل كل ما تقوم به لله. قال تقدم أن توحيد العبادة هو مفتتح دعوات الرسل جميعا. توحيد العبادة, توحيد العبادة هو توحيد الألوهية. He says here, I was already addressed to you that the توحيد العبادة, توحيد العبادة is a synonym word of توحيد الألوهية. توحيد الألوهية. So when we say توحيد العبادة, توحيد الألوهية, توحيد المألوه, توحيد المعبود, this all means one thing. All means one thing, which is singling out Allah in هم عندهم توحيد الربوبية. هم عندهم توحيد الربوبية. لكنهم لم يأتوا بمتطلب توحيد الربوبية وهو التسليم والإذعان. They say that there is no sustainer, no life giver, no yani soul taker, sustainer, no control but Allah alone. They all admit that by their tongues. They all, even the kuffar today, they admit that, but they're with their tongues only. They now oppose them. Oppose them. And then attune the But Allah Ta'ala, His way is short, easy and free. However, it is not free, you err, so I've given you one. The magician gives you nothing, it takes from you. Allah Ta'ala gives you. Now, then, لو كان عندهم إيمان بالربوبية حق لما ذهبوا إلى الساحر. If they have a correct belief in Allah's lordship, they would never go to the magician. هذا مثال واحد. This is one example. وقس عليه الذين يذهبون إلى الأولياء لأمر حسن الأولياء. And يعني measure to that. Those who go to the graves of the awliya. أو الذين يعتقدون في النجوم والكواكب والأشجار والأحجار. Or those who believe in the stars or rocks or trees or whatsoever. هم يقولون بألسنتهم أنهم يعتقدون بأن الله وحده هو الرب. ولكن حقيقة الأمر هم لا يذهبون إلى ذلك. They say that they believe that Allah is the only Lord, but they don't go for that. ولكنهم يذهبون إلى أن هناك غير الله من يستطيع أن يقوم بما يقوم به الله. But they go and believe that there are some others besides Allah who can do what Allah only can do. إذا هذا الإيمان مغلوط. So this belief is false. ولذلك جاء الأنبياء والرسل ليدعو هؤلاء الناس إلى توحيد الألوهية الذي معناه الصحيح تطبيق توحيد الربوبية. تطبيق توحيد الربوبية أو تطبيق مؤدى توحيد الربوبية. تطبيق مؤدى توحيد الربوبية which means the implementation of what Tawheed al-Rububiyya leads to. What it must lead to Tawheed al-Rububiyya. Otherwise, what is Tawheed al-Rububiyya? What is the benefit of it? What is the benefit? نعم. عندما نقول Tawheed al-Rububiyya نعني بذلك أن الرب وحده هو الذي يخلق هو الذي يرزق هو الذي يمنع. When we say Tawheed al-Rububiyya, we mean that the Lord is the only one. And there is only one Lord, said the Shuruq. He is the one who creates, who sustains, who gives faith. Hey. هل فعلنا نحن شيء؟ لما نعتقد هذا الاعتقاد، هل قمنا بأي شيء؟ لا. لأن الخلق والرزق والمعنى هو الذي يقوم به لسنا نحن. When we believe in Rububiyyah, we don't do nothing, because Rububiyyah means the creation, the sustainment, sustenance, and these are the duties that are ours. So, this means that we have to do something extra to that. In order to prove that we believe in that, حتى نثبت أننا فعلا نعتقد بتوحيد الربوبية لله، يجب أن نقوم بهذه الأعمال لله، وهي العبادة والطاعة والمحبة والإخلاص. So we have to do these things for the sake of Allah alone, from the life of worshipping, obedience, sincerity, etc. وإلا لا يكون هذا ينفع. استدل المصنف هنا بآيات وأحاديث تدل على أن الأنبياء إنما أرسلوا ليثبتوا توحيد الألوهية عند الناس، وهو المنهج في تطبيق الاعتقاد بالربوبية. كيف أبرهن، كيف أثبت أني موحد توحيد الربوبية؟ هذا هو the practical methodology or implementation of the belief in the heart of ربوبية is to do ألوهية. ولذلك أرسل الله الرسل لهذا الغرض. And that's why Allah Ta'ala sent these messengers to spread this meaning. وقد جاء هذا من مع نوح عليه السلام. ونوح هو أول رسول، آدم هو أول نبي، ونوح هو أول رسول، ومحمد عليه السلام هو آخر رسول نبي، آخر رسول نبي. نعم. So Allah Ta'ala sent Nuh as the first messenger and Muhammad as the last messenger as well. Now, وَبَيْنَهُمَا أَنْبِيَاءُ وَرُسُلُ كَثِيرًا. And between them, between these two prophets, there were many prophets and messengers. في هذه الآية من سورة نوح قال الله عز وجل أنهم قالوا، يعني المشركين، سورة نوح الله تعالى said that the disbelievers said لا تذرن، وقالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم. Do not leave worshiping. Do not stop worshiping your gods. Look, your gods. No, your gods. لا تذرن آلهتكم. سبحان الله، لو كان عندهم عقل لما احتاجوا إلى مزيد من الأدلة، لأن الله عز وجل أمر، قال أفلا يعقلون أفلا يذكرون. فلو كان هناك عقل لعلم الإنسان if there is يعني a good brain and mind and understanding, they would have seen as Allah in worship and never worship other than him. لأنهم يقرون بأسرتهم أنه لا يفعل هذا إلا الله، because they admit with their tongues that no one can do this except Allah. فإذا لماذا لا تعبدون الله رحمه؟ Then why you don't worship Allah? قالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودا. آلهتكم جمع، ثم جاء بتفصيل هذه الآلهة بذكر أسمائهم. So آلهتكم is God and general. And then he, Allah تعالى said that they have spoken of or they name these gods. نعم. وقد نعم. And then he mentioned them specifically. نمل ود وسواع ويغوث ويعوق ومصر. ابن عباس يقول هؤلاء خمسة آلهة كانوا رجالا صالحين ثم لما ماتوا أوحى الشيطان إلى أقوام أن يصنع لهم تماثيل تذكرهم عبادتهم، ثم بعد جيل أو جيلين أوحى إليهم الشيطان أن يعبدوهم فعبدوهم. ابن عباس said that these five names were five stable, and when they passed away, the Shaitan came and whispered to their people to build or make idols to remind them their worship, so the people, when they see these idols, they get active in worship. But after one or two generations, the Shaitan came and whispered to the people who did not know the story behind these idols, that these are gods that your fathers used to worship. So they worship them. So they worship them. نعم. وأيضا في الآية الأخرى من سورة الأحقاف قال عن قوم لا لو أجئتنا لتأفكنا عن آلهتنا. انظر أيضا آلهتنا جمع جمع. They said they say are you coming to turn us away from our God? Look, they say gods, not God, gods. And logically, if you think of it, how come one world is lived by many gods? Let's look to it in one country. Let's look to it in one country. If the one country has two rulers, if it has two kings, two presidents, what will happen? Big fight. Everyone say something. Do this, no do this. It's a big problem. And in all these countries where you see a president and a prime minister, you see big problems usually. The president says something, the prime minister says something else. And they always have fight. They always have fight. So, this is one small example. And Allah has the highest example. Look to it now. If there are really more than one God, what will happen? Who is the God? So he brings us the day. And when he is angry, he does not hold the day from us. Because we want to go work. And our agriculture needs sons. And he's the God of night, so he does not hold it and keep us all time and day. So we cannot sleep. And even when you sleep, you cannot get the benefit of sleep because it's not night. And he's the God of rain, so he doesn't hold the rain, right? And destroy the dominion of the other gods. And what will the God of land do with the God of rain when the God of rain flood the land and damage it? Or hold rain and dry it? Are the God of land going to defend us and go and fight that God who holds the rain from us? Or this God will have an agreement with that God to oppress us? This is a problem. And what will happen with the God of women if we decided not to produce no more women or men who we marry? Or the God of men, hold of women, or hold of men? So the women, how come they run this world? They need someone strong to help them. And so on and so on. So when we go to this kind of thinking, we come and we reach one only result. That is, there is only one single God, one single Lord who controls all this universe. And he is the one who must be worshipped. He is the one must be obeyed. Love. Now, so, if you look to all these ayahs, in Surah Hud as well, قَالُوا يَهُودُ مَا جِئْتَنَا بِهِ بِبَيِّنَةٍ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَارِكِ آلِهَتِنَا. Still, I'm just putting the spot on this word. آلِهَتِنَا أنا أركز على هذه الكلمة حتى تتصور. لكن العجيب أنهم جميعا يحاربون إلها واحدا من أجل آلهة. من أجل آلهة. طيب. What is wondering is that all of these people who have different gods are now in one side, in one bank, to fight their prophet who caused them to worship one God. They come in unity. They come in unity. Although they have many different gods. But the one question I have, for them. Why their gods who the God of this prophet or that prophet, which is only one God, the God of prophets, why their God, their many gods, do not be in unity like this, and these guys go and fight that God, because that God is oppressing them. He is taking their rights. This one God, Allah, is sending all these big numbers of those many different gods. Now this is an oppression. Okay. You said that this is an oppression from this prophet to make you stop worshipping these many gods. Okay. Where are you gods do not fight for their lives? Why didn't they fight for their lives? It is either that they are weak, so you help them. Then why you worship someone you are stronger than him? Because who has been worshipped is the master. So how you are slave of these guys and you defend them and yani wipe off their tears because they are oppressed. They come complain to you. Oh, our slaves, we are oppressed. That God is subhanAllah. How come? We have to be legit. We have to think. And there are more than one God, this is a problem. Now, كما يتحداهم كما في سورة النمل. As Allah Ta'ala said, challenging them all, as in سورة النمل. عندما عدد النعم من إله يأتيكم بضياء من إله يأتيكم بليل من إله كذا من إله أإله مع الله أإله مع الله where Allah Ta'ala mentioned these graces this grace saying who will bring you the night is there any God besides Allah who will bring you the day if Allah Ta'ala holds it is there any God besides Allah etc etc so we have to think نعم وكذلك قال عن قوم صالح كما في سورة قالوا يا صالح أجل قد كنت فينا مرجوا يقولون كنت عاقل نرجو منك الحكمة والعقل والتدبير من الآن رسلنا أيدينا منك علمنا أنك لست بعاقل هكذا يقولون they said to him we used to hope some kind of wisdom with you help from you but now you prove that you are not a man of wisdom you must be crazy Salah because you come now to call us to worship only one what's this أتنهانا أن نعبد ما يعبد آباؤنا وإننا لفي شك مما تدعون إليه مريب do you forbid for us to worship what our fathers is to worship while we have doubt of what you call us to Surah 2 قالوا يا شعيب أصلواتك تأمرك أن نعم قالوا يا شعيب أصلاتك تأمرك أن نترك ما يعبد آباؤنا أو أن نفعل في أموالنا ما نشاء نعبد ما أن نترك ما يعبد آباؤنا وهي آلهة كثير. يسألت شعيب وانفومت and you praise, do you praise, command you to command us to stop worshiping what our fathers used to worship. وقال عن كفار قريش وعجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he said about the كفار قريش, they were wondering that Allah sent a warrior from amongst themselves. العجيب أن اليهود جحدوه لأنه ليس منهم وأن قريش جحدته لأنه منهم. هذا عجيب جدا. What is wondering is that the Jews denied him because he's not from amongst them, and Quraysh denied him because he is amongst them. So how come Allah sent someone amongst us, from us? And the Jews said, how come Allah sent someone who is not from us? Subhanallah. So what do you want Allah to send from? And I'm doing what? When Allah Ta'ala sent it from amongst the Jews, they denied them, they rejected their cause, they killed many of them. When Allah Ta'ala sent them a messenger from other tribes, He said, no, we don't accept that. It must be a Jew. It must be one of the children of Israel. Yaqub. Okay, now look to the other side. Quraysh, the Arabs. They rejected him. Why? Because how come? He must be from some better nations. Subhanallah. أجعل الآلهة. هذا أيضا ملحظ. الآلهة. Is he going to make all that in one? وانطلق الملأ منهم أن يمشوا واصبروا على آلهتكم. اصبروا على آلهتكم. هذه آلهة ضعيفة. لا تنصر أولياءها. كيف هذا؟ لكن أنت لا تستعجلوا. اصبروا. هذه الآلهة تتحرك يوم من الأيام. They say, be patient with your gods. Although these gods are so weak that they don't even defend themselves. كما قال إبراهيم عليه السلام لما كثر الآلهة وترك كبيره وعلق عليه الفأس. لما جاء ما انصر على بآلهاتنا وسألوا إبراهيم قال اسألوا كبيره إن كانوا ينطقون. فرجعوا إلى أنفسهم. قالوا إنكم أنتم يعني الظالمون وكذا الضالون. لكن أخذتهم العزة بالإثم. عاد إبراهيم عليه السلام said to them, when he destroyed these gods, the idols, except the biggest one of them, and he put the ox on it. And when they came, they said, who did that? He said, okay, ask the only remaining one. He's the biggest. He's the father of them. So he must have done that. Your God is not just, he killed all the other gods. So they discussed that between themselves and they said, yeah, he's right. But then they said, how come we admit it? No, come and deny it. Look, yani, it does not need for big thing to know the haqq. It needs height. Needs height. And honesty. If you are honest with yourself first of all. If you are honest, what do I want? Then you can easily reach it. And those who will consider their honesty, nothing good then. Especially these days, no one carries on over the next. Nor that in Islam they are giving money and this so they come. Nothing. Especially these days. I know no country says any kafir come become Muslim, we give him our nationality or we give him money or... I never heard that. But yet, so many people come into Islam. It's because these people are honest with themselves. They want the haqq. So Allah led them to. Now, وكذلك جاء في يعني الحديث الصحيح عند البخاري ومسلم أمرت أن أؤمن حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول. هذا فيه أن من لا يدخل في الإسلام يقتل يقاتل إلا أن يدفع الجزية عن يد وهو صاغر أو لأسباب أخرى تبينها يعني الشريعة. هو ينقص حديث وهو الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال I've been commanded to tie the people until they witness that there is no one who should worship but Allah and Al Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and they perform prayers, they give out zakah. If they do that, they have been protected the blood and wealth of my soul. Of my soul. Of me, meaning of being killed or where to be taken. إلا بحق الإسلام except with the right of Islam. ما هو حق الإسلام؟ في السرقة في الأموال السرقة والزكاة وكذا وفي القتل. نعم أموال لا تأخذ إلا بالزكاة وأنفسهم لا تزاق إلا إذا ارتكبوا موجب القتل. So الإسلام the right for everyone to be protected in his soul and wealth, and not to commit anything that that his soul should be taken away from him because of it, meaning and because of killing. Now he holds the zakat. Now he holds the zakat. وحسابه مع الله يعني فيما كان في صدور ما خبأوه ما لم يغيروه. And the judgment of their of what they hide in their heart is for Allah Ta'ala, because we cannot judge what is in the heart. ولهذا أنا أقول دائما يا إخوة احذروا من اتهام الناس بنياتهم. So I always warn, be careful not to يعني suspect anyone of his intention or what is in his heart. You judge that يعني the appeal act saying yes, but do not interfere into the heart. This is very critical. And by the way, inshallah ta'ala, on tomorrow Saturday 10 a.m. Saudi time, we are having a lecture on in Ilm for All, Room Montalto. What is that title? The need of the brotherhood amongst the Salafi in the whole world and in the West especially. لأن هناك نوع كثير من هذا. We see a lot of this, you know, that suspecting others in their intentions and what is in their hearts, why he did this because he had the intention of this, and all this is wrong. All this is wrong. قال وثبت صحيح أيضا عن صحيح مسلم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من قال لا إله إلا الله وكفر بما يعبد من دون الله حرم ماله ودمه وحسابه على الله. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever says لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, يعني he said whoever says لا إله إلا الله, this does not mean يعني this is enough. هذا لا يعني أن هذا يكفي. يقول لا إله إلا الله فقط, لا لا بد أن يقول إيشهد, he must witness that محمد is the messenger of Allah, ولا بد أن يعتقد أنه آخر الرسل وخاتمهم, and he must believe that he is the last prophet and the seal of all prophets and messengers, ولا بد أن يؤدي جميع الفرائض التي جاء بها النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he must perform all the obligatory worship that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came with, ولا بد أن يجتنب كل المنهيات التي حذر منها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he must avoid all the forbidden things that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم clarified, حتى يكون مسلما حقا. أما يقول بلسانه ولا يعمل, هذا ليس هو الإسلام. ومن قال بأن الإنسان يدخل الجنة بقوله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دون أن يعمل, فهذا قول خاطئ. هذا قول خاطئ. قول خاطئ. هو that says that the person can get to the Jannah by only saying لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله without doing and performing any obligatory worship. This is a wrong statement, a wrong belief. Wrong belief. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أوشك أن يحرق على أناس بيوتهم لأنهم تركوا صلاة الجماعة. وكيف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحرق مسلمين؟ Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was about to burn houses while the people in them because they have abandoned the jama'ah prayer in the masjid. But he stopped. لكن امتنع عن ذلك من أجل النساء اللاتي لا يجب عليهن الذهاب إلى المسجد والصبيان الذين لا يجب عليهم الصلاة. But he only stopped because of the women inside the houses, in these houses, who the jama'ah in the masjid is not obligatory upon them, and the children who the prayer itself is not obligatory upon them. How can we even intend to burn Muslims? It is a Muslim. وأيضا أبو بكر الصديق قاتل لم ليس فقط نوى بل قاتل من منع الزكاة وجحدها. أنا أبو بكر الصديق صار الجن those who rejected زكاة or paying the زكاة, refused to pay the زكاة. إذا الاتيان بهذه الأعمال هذا من الإيمان. Doing these things is from the إيمان. لا يكفي أن تقول لا إله إلا الله وتقول أنا خلاص مسلم أدخل الجنة. لا, لابد أن تأتي بهذه الأعمال. It is not enough to say لا إله إلا الله and you say that you're going to get to the جنة. No, no, no. You have to do all the obligatory worships and avoid all the forbidden things. وإلا قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تنفع يوما من دهري, هذا إذا كان يعني مات بعد أن قال لا إله إلا الله أو لم يعلم أن هذه الأمور واجبة, إما لكونه أصم أبكم أو أنه لا يعرف اللغة أو كذا, هذا أمر آخر. The saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that لا إله إلا الله will benefit someone in one day, this does not mean يعني that the one who is يعني able to do these worships and he stops them. No. It is for those who either die before they can do any of these worships, once they said La ilaha illallah they die, or those who stayed alive but they did not have the need to know that this is obligated upon them or this is forbidden upon them. These ones, yes, these are examples. And they are going to be tested there in the hereafter. So we have to understand that very well. Because there is a big confusion and in this issue some say al-a'mal laysa shart as-sihha fi al-iman. A'mal laysa yani shart kamal fi al-iman. La, bal min al-a'mal ma huwa shart as-sihha wa minha ma huwa shart kamal. وليك حديث أبي هريرة في الصحيح, من عادى لي وليا آذنته بالحرب, وما تقرب إلي عبدي بأحد من افترضت عليه. Whoever harms my wali, I declare war against him. And there is nothing that my slave can come close to me with like the obligatory worship. Like the obligatory worships. So these are the obligatory ones. You cannot come close to Allah. What does that mean? Who is the one who is close to Allah is the one who is going to be in the Jannah. Any place in the Jannah you are close to Allah. Any place in the fire you are far from Allah. You are far from Allah. So ولا يزال عبد يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى يحبه. فرق الله عز وجل الحديث القدسي بين الفرائض والنوافل. هناك ما تقرب إلي بشيء أحب مما افترضت عليه. وهنا لا يزال يتقرب إلي بالنوافل. فإذا الواجب لا بد أن تأتي به. دير as Allah Ta'ala said in this Hadith Qudsi, and my slave can find nothing that he can close with me, close to me with, except the obligatory worship. And he will continue doing the optional worship up until I love him. Allah Ta'ala says that. So Allah Ta'ala differs between the obligatory worship, which the Islam based on, as in the Hadith of Abu Hurairah, كما في حديث أبو هريرة بني الإسلام على خمسة حديث عبد الله بن عمر عفوا الصحيح حديث عبد الله بن عمر الصحيح بني الإسلام على خمسة أركان: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة. هذا هو ما بني عليه الإسلام. فإذا نزعت وأبقيت واحد سقط الإسلام. This is what Islam is established on. Five pillars. So if you remove four pillars out of five, how can you want the building remain? How can you want the building remain? It will of course collapse and demolish. نعم. ولذلك نقول يجب على الإنسان حافظ على الألوهية وهي إفراد الله عز وجل بأعمالك التي تبدأ من القلب ثم يتبعها كل البدن. You have to single out Allah and His Godhood by your deeds, which begins with the heart, and then it goes to the whole body. بهذا نكون قد أتينا على نهاية درس اليوم. ولا أدري كم بقي وقت. ما بقي وقت. لا ما أظن بقي. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يبصرنا وإياكم دين الله أعلم. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.